Kevin Wellman is the advisor of this group. Kevin, how long has Medford been offering History B as a competition?
This is the fourth year.
All right. And you went to Nationals last year, yes?
Yes, we've gone each of the last 3 years. We've actually qualified all 4 years we've done it. It's just the first year it was so new and surprising, we weren't actually sure that we were going to make it to Nationals. So when we qualified, we weren't ready to go.
How does the actual meet work? How's it set up and how's it work?
Basically, the kids are in different rounds, and each round has a buzzer set up where every kid has a buzzer, and they start asking a question, and as soon as you know it, you buzz in. If you get it right, you get the point. If you get it wrong, you know, nothing.
So they're on their own. They're not working as teams, correct?
No.
It's not like a Medford team, and they can converse and talk to each other. And
They do have that. That's called the History Bowl, but we're not involved in that.
How many students are involved in History B?
We have 7 that have qualified for Nationals. We had 8 go to regionals. 1 student didn't qualify for Nationals. We had 10 kids that actually took the regional test. And of those 10 kids, 8 scored high enough to qualify for regionals. But all 7th graders and all 8th graders take the qualifying exam and select 5th and 6th graders. And we just take the 10 highest scoring kids.
The other members of the team that have qualified that we did not talk to, give me their names first, and then
Members for the qualifying for Nationals are Connor Zerngibel and Caleb Gooden. They're both 7th graders. And then the remaining 5 are 8th graders. That is Veronica Dirks, Sam Liskey, Jackson Tolusti, Elijah Maynor, and Jake Sipar.
All right. Awesome. So they're on their way to the Nationals on June 1st through the 4th in Atlanta, Georgia. So now, sample question. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a sample of idea of some of the questions that the students may be asked at a History B. So Kevin Wellman is going to ask the questions. I'm going to compete here, and this is going to be a total, total disaster, but that's okay. I'm going to try to match wits with our History B 8th graders. All right, Mr. Wellman, if you will, please.
All right, here's an example question from last year's final. This man mocked his opponent's criticism by sarcastically saying the light bulb was a risky anti-candle scheme. This man noted that the new ethic of the U.S. was, let's roll. While speaking into a bullhorn to a crowd of firefighters, he proclaimed, I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you. In 2003, this man flew to an aircraft carrier to give a speech claiming the United States and our allies have prevailed. For the point, what president made the ill-advised speech, mission accomplished, during the Iraq War?
Yes.
George H.W. Bush.
That is incorrect.
The other Bush.
The other Bush.
That would be correct. George Walker Bush.
Yeah, George W. Bush.
I don't know which George Bush is.
All right, give me another one, Kevin.
All right, here we go. Another question. In a speech given in this city, a man downplayed the opportunity to spend a dollar in an opera house. What speaker here also used the metaphorical phrase, separate as the fingers, yet as one as the hand? This city, the site of the 1895 Cotton States and International Exposition, was where the founder of the Tuskegee Institute urged blacks to cast down your bucket where you are. For the point, name this southern city whose namesake, Compromise, was discussed in a Booker T. Washington speech.
Oh my goodness. Anybody got a shot at this one? Go ahead.
Montgomery.
Incorrect. Oh, I think we got him stumped. You got a guess?
Wait, I got a guess.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Jake.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Incorrect.
I'm going to say Birmingham, Alabama.
Incorrect.
Oh! You got a guess, Veronica? You might as well take a guess, too, Veronica.
And that is time. Okay. The correct answer is a bit of foreshadowing.
Atlanta, Georgia. We should have gotten that.
Of course.
All right, one more, Kevin. Let's do one more.
Last question. If my students get this wrong, I will be disappointed. After an attack on a man named Dowd in this location, rations were suspended until its group of raiders were turned in. Father Peter Wilhelm was named the angel of this location. Dorrance Atwater kept a list of people who died at this location under the impression it would be sent to the United States. This location, officially named Camp Sumner, was led by Henry Wirz, one of 2 Confederates to be executed for war crimes. For the point, name this Georgia prisoner of war camp where thousands of Union soldiers died.
Andersonville.
Correct.
Attaboy. Jake Sipar had the correct answer there. Once again, my guests have been Kevin Wellman. He is the advisor of the Medford History B. The Medford History B team is traveling to Atlanta, Georgia, June 1st through the 4th for the national meet. My guests have been Kevin Wellman, Tam Liskey, Veronica Derricks, and Jake Sipar. Thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck.
Thank you.